The Battle of Britain. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The news today is no liquids or gels in your carry-ons, no toothpaste, no makeup, no suntan lotion. If you want to bring baby formula on board, you can, but you'd better have a baby visible, and you'd better be prepared to drink some yourself. And all because of a plot to blow up as many as 10 transatlantic flights from Great Britain to the U.S. And it was an insidious plot. Terrorists planned to bring chemicals aboard in soda bottles, mix them on board, then detonate the stuff with an innocent-looking electronic device. And they were about to make their move. That's scary, all right. But here's the real story. It won't happen. Because the plot was stopped. Security experts are saying this has Al-Qaeda written all over it. I don't doubt it for a moment. But the bigger story here is that we beat them. The good guys won. And if this was indeed Al-Qaeda, it means we didn't just beat any terrorists, but we beat the gold standard of terrorism. So, in addition to the message that all of us here in the West remain in Al-Qaeda's crosshairs, I hope we also get the message that we won this time. The British are being circumspect on exactly how they did it, except to say they were working closely with the South Asian community, which means local people helped them. And that's the other aspect of this. Sources are saying the plotters are British Muslims of Pakistani origin, which, of course, would surprise no one. I just hope we also learn the ethnicity of those who helped catch them, because they, as much as the police, are the heroes in today's victory. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.